I've been waiting too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. Know we got that brown holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Heard we the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it, y'all be sipping merch, drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it, Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sippin', murky, drop it, black, bless it, lie, pop it, tell you, pour it, Georgie, rock it, brown, holy, water, watch it, y'all be sippin', murky, drop it, black, bless it, lie, pop it, tell you, pour it, Georgie, rock it.
Good evening. Welcome to Brown Holy Water. This is the season finale. Thank you for joining us. June 3rd, Brown Holy Water Day Party. Get your tickets. It's your boy Handsome La in the building. Let's go, team. Introduce yourself.
Y'all already know what it is. It's your boy Black Success. Ladies, I'm sorry. I know a lot of y'all's in my inbox. I'm taking. But the truth is, there might be another guy like me somewhere out there, but he still may not want you because that's his preference. But make sure you get your tickets to June 3rd, our rooftop day party. It's a hotel rooftop. You could get a room. You might see a dude. He might see you. He might book a room. You might end up in the room, but that's another story for another story. Get your tickets. The link is in the comments right now, and we're going to go from there. Black Success. Cheer.
It's your favorite tomboy, Danny, a.k.a. Georgie, whatever you want to call me.
Yo, it's Auntie Tanya, Bad Girl Tanya. What's up, guys?
And the team is formed. Okay, let's kick it off. Today, as y'all know, it's Jalapeno Hot Seat Sunday. You know, later on, we're going to turn the phone lines on, and everybody is in the hot seat. You can ask us anything you want.
Yep, yep.
You could comment up. Questions.
Yep, you could comment, you know, questions, call up questions. Whatever you want, all kind of, we in the questions. You
all
know,
types
we
of like questions. We're going to finish off this season two.
We got
with
answers for all your fucking questions.
We got the answers.
We may not have the straight answers, up. But.
Nah, sway.
Sway, I got
the answers. You got the answers?
I got them.
Black got the answers. I might not have the answers.
A lot of people watch the show because they want to hear from me. They.
That is correct.
I'm changing people's lives, man.
That is correct. You before know, we get into that, let's,
I thought everybody loved La, though. How you taking back all the energy?
See, they just want to be with La. You know what I mean? But they want to live with me. So he's like the...
I'm rent. Right. That's mortgage.
Yeah, like...
Yeah. Oh, okay. You know what I mean? Oh, I get it now.
Yeah.
I get it now.
They just want to, you know, play with La. Like, he a toy or something. You know what I mean? I got cute features, but I'm really ugly. So it's like, they don't want to keep me. You know what I mean? It's okay. Okay,
I thought they want to keep you. Don't you mortgage?
I mean, they want to live with me because they know the bills are paid, the heat is on, there's always hot water, there's no roaches. You know what I mean? So it's different things that they're not used to.
And you take expensive vacations.
And I take very nice vacations. One is coming up real soon. Keep watching.
What?
Yeah, I'm going.
Passport 50. I wish I had a passport.
I'm on my second one, and that don't mean the first one expired. It mean I couldn't stamp no more, baby. I couldn't stamp no more. Black Success, I'm here, baby.
All right, Jalapeno Sunday, we're going to start off right now with a warm-up topic before we get to the hot shit. So, as everybody knows, the royal wedding, you know, shout out to the royalty and all. Like, everybody tuned in,
shut down.
Well, everybody tuned in and watched the, like, recorded, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But we're going to talk of something like, not saying royalty, but like clout.
Mm-hmm.
Dating somebody with clout.
Mm-hmm.
A big what's that word I'm looking for? Come on, Tanya, you're smart.
Influence,
but
just, you mean dating somebody with clout?
Yeah, like, so what's that word?
Just play the big shot. Say that. Keep it simple.
I guess that's too simple.
You could just say
I could have came up with that. I got
you. Keep it just simple, say bro.
But alright, yeah, dating fame. For clout, social status.
Right, there you go.
Damn,
social. Oh,
man.
That was good.
Thank you.
Good. Different tax bracket.
You know.
Different tax bracket law. Somebody 33% taxes.
So primary. For clout.
Dating for clout. No. You know what I'm saying? Somebody with a bigger social status than you. Like I said, the prince or somebody. So,
gotcha.
Have you or would you date someone based off clout or social status?
Nah, that's corny.
You make it fake. Let's go.
Nah, that's corny.
People do.
No, I'm not in that kind of stuff. You know, I'm pretty popping on my own. I'm pretty popping.
These are facts.
You know what I mean? So when people see me, you know, it's a, you know.
But wait, yeah, not to cut you off. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Clout, social status, that all is like different tax brackets. So.
Correct. Oh, let's say I'm not that then.
Wait.
I'm not that. Bring me back that.
Bring it back.
Humble me that.
Wait, wait. No. Because you said you wouldn't do it. So
let me.
Oprah sliding your DM. What? She could change your life.
That's different. That's different.
What?
That's
no,
different. It's the same thing.
I'll explain what I mean. It's different. Let him go.
Look, Oprah different. But I'm saying that if my intent is to only mess with Oprah because she's Oprah, then that's wrong.
Exactly.
And I'm wasting my time. If I was single, I'm fucking with Oprah. What's wrong with you?
But you're not attracted to Oprah at all.
Would you not trying to marry her?
If I'm not attracted to her.
You're not attracted to her. She's Oprah Winfrey, the billionaire, sliding in your black success DM, and you're single.
And I'm single?
And you're single.
It is my duty to go by. What
the fuck are you talking about?
It is my duty.
It is my duty.
It is my duty.
Come on, dog. I'm not passing up on Oprah. But I'm not going to, let's say, I'm going to give you the reason why I'm saying it. One time, right, this chick was trying to talk to me. Listen, ladies, I know it's hard to believe. I know y'all think everyone love a lot. Listen, I'm a few people cup of tea, believe it or not. So listen, this girl was trying to talk to me once, and she invited me over to a mutual friend crib. So I went to the mutual friend crib. I was chilling. What's up? We drinking. We talking. And now here comes her selling point. This is her. I already know that the girl liked me, but now she's telling me that she liked me face to face now. So her selling point was that, you know, she's very well educated. She's not like these other bitches out there, and she's gonna be a lawyer in the next 5 years. And that was it. That was her selling point. You know what I mean? She had on the worst boots I ever seen in my life. Her socks was horrible. I don't even think socks go with them shoe boots that you got to pull up with no fucking laces. I just didn't understand it. So it was like she was trying to sell me on her future job. I don't give a fuck. So if it come like that and you're only going to date her because she's going to be a lawyer or going to have a good job or going to make, then you're stupid. Now, if it's Oprah, that's different. That's a life changer. Her being a lawyer is me just saying, yo, my girl's a lawyer. But Oprah... Oprah changes your life, your family life, everyone's
Oprah
life.
Oprah don't want
to
get married.
I'm sorry to hear that, but Oprah listen, you could sue for anything. I'ma sue.
You gonna sue?
I'ma sue. You gonna sue?
Now she'll
want to
marry you?
Yes. What's the name, Sue? What's the name, Sue? Mariah Carey sued a dude for wasting her time and got paid.
Mm-hmm.
And got paid for wasting her fucking time. They were dating, it didn't go nowhere. She sued him. You could sue for fucking anything. I'm suing Oprah. After I get the pussy, I'm suing. I'm suing. This is not marriage pussy. I thought it was marriage pussy. Judge, I need money. I am strong. I'm suing. Why would you not sue? I sue for anything. If you beat me up, I'm suing you. Straight up.
Danny.
For social status, no. And the reason why is because your social status doesn't take away how you are as a person. So you can be the richest person. You could be a prince, but you could be a dickhead. So to me, the money or the status isn't worth the headache. That's it.
Even if it's life-changing, like Black said, like the prince picked you, slid in your DM. The prince.
But my thing is, if like I said, if you for your social status, no. Now, if the prince picked me and he's a stand-up dude and everything,
nah, he's an asshole, it works out. He's the prince, and he's a billionaire though.
No,
you could change your life, your whole family. You wouldn't do it.
No, I'll figure out a way, but no, I wouldn't be with somebody just because they're the prince or because of their social status, especially if you're stupid.
Y'all wild.
Status is a factor in dating somebody, in all honesty. And I'm saying that from the perspective of none of us would date the absolute waste gal or waste man. We're not gonna fucking do it.
Okay.
If we're also gonna date proper functioning adults, and when you're somebody who's about something, you assume a certain social status. You may not be famous, but you may be respected among your peers. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's a plus also when you in the dating community, like, hey, like, yo, like, you know, Danny's dope, but oh, Danny, yeah, she that, and people start going off. It's like, it's not like they're like, oh, I'm gonna get next to her because she's gonna make me famous. It's just that she's asserted herself a certain way, and now she, whatever she has is a plus to dating her. It's not necessarily clout chasing. It's a form of admiration, just knowing that at least from the outside, what I can tell is I probably won't be wasting my time going on this one. That's what it is. That's how I look at it. So yeah, I assess a part of your social status, but it's not like what I can gain from it. It's what have you built, how what have you done with your last name before you got to me? Mm-hmm. That's how I look at it when I think about social status and people. Mm, so, you, yeah. I'm just saying. I'm just fucking saying.
I don't know. I'm kind of with Black. Like you said, if it's a life changer, then if you're, I guess, like you said, Oprah slid in my DM. I'm no way attracted to Oprah. But I'm going to risk it all. Yeah, I'm going to risk it all.
Every party.
I'm going to risk it all. She deserves, you know what I'm saying? Like you say, one bad mistake, you could be a billionaire too.
My dude.
You know what I'm saying?
My dude. Shoot that.
But that person could just grow on you. Like, even if you might not be attracted to Oprah, but you might get to know Oprah, and then you like her. Like, her social status may be like, all right, maybe I want to get next to her, you know what I mean? Just to see what she does, or see what she, like, what is she doing to
know her just would be for her money, though. Not because I'm attracted to her. Like, nothing else would draw me to her than want to get to know her. Like, I wouldn't get that same girl in the hood that chance.
Different things, you know, give people, different things draw your attention. It may not be her physical that initially money catches you. It may be her money that catches you, but then you realize she's an amazing fucking person.
Yeah, I ain't say you can't learn to love somebody, learn to like somebody, but I'm going to learn to love them and like them because I know they got money and I don't want to lose them. Mm-hmm.
But I think for Oprah, it's also different. You got to remember, Oprah is one of the world's most respected entrepreneurs. And if any average person would look at somebody like, hey, this person has an entrepreneurial mind, this is somebody who can teach me something. Yeah, it's not necessarily.
And then she's gonna put the podcast on OWN.
On OWN, right?
That'd be lit. Right after Greenleaf, you bitch.
But I'm saying it's like, on the most basic,
come on OWN.
On the most basic level, even if somebody's not attractive, I think all of us are at the age now. It's like, apart from your looks, what is it? What else you bring to the table? So if you know somebody's an entrepreneur, it's like, hey, all right, well, even if I could probably learn some from this person. So they're worth my time. That's what it goes back to. It's not necessarily, it's not clout chasing. Clout chasing is when you the bitch that in the regular section and you see all the niggas with the flares and VIP and you just follow the flares. That's clout chasing. And in the VIP, you making all the videos and shit. That's clout chasing. And
men too.
That's, you know, you only follow all the scammers on Instagram. That's clout chasing. You only follow celebrities, you only respond and comment on celebrities' pictures and your friends them. You just scroll
that's
past this shit.
But not, being a groupie. But not even, you don't even have to be celebrities. They could just see you around certain people, or you have certain amount of followers, or you doing certain things to them, and then they want to be a part of that lifestyle.
Clout chasing also. I'm saying.
Why do you think popularity and social status makes a person more attractive? Like, why do you tend to overlook their flaws when they had a certain plateau, like I just said?
Because people are looking for help. People don't care about love anymore, man. Love ain't in style. If love was in style, motherfuckers would be with their exes, be with their baby mamas, baby daddies and shit. Love ain't in style. It's about help. As soon as you can't help anymore, oh my God. Most divorce and breakups is because the help wasn't there, or the help was straining the fucking relationship. You know what I mean? That's why most girls, when they describe their standards, instead of saying, motherfucker, you better have money, they say stupid shit like, oh, the man's supposed to pay all the bills. The man's supposed to, you know, pay all the bills and take care of the woman, and the woman's supposed to take care of the house. This old school mindset, this traditional mindset that they claim to be, oh, I'm old school. No, you're not. You just need help. You don't make enough to survive on your own too. Mm-hmm. So now you're looking for someone else to accomplish some of the adult things that you're lacking. So when you do have money, it's excused. You can cheat. When you have money, you can cheat. Nobody cares.
Cheating ain't poor man's game. It's not. That's a fact.
When you have money, you can cheat because most women, if you paying them bills, she's in a car, she get to eat every night. Trust me, grown adults don't have mangoes in their house. They don't have zucchini. They don't have zucchini. They don't have strawberries. You know what I mean? It's fruits and vegetables people don't have fresh. I'm talking about fresh. When you look at it, you know it just came from the farmer's market. They don't have that. People are barely eating. They're not eating good, bro. They eating box macaroni. I seen somebody with box macaroni and cheese.
Caribbeans have mangoes,
baby.
Huh? The Caribbeans might have mangoes.
Some of us. Some of them, not everybody. Mango's a luxury. You know what I mean? So you got to understand what's going on. People don't have pomegranates. You know what I mean?
Nah,
so
you ain't got no pomegranates in the house.
So listen, you have to understand what they're used to. What are you trained as? You are trained to have oodles and noodles. You trained to have frank and beans. You're trained to, you know, Fridays is a good restaurant. To you, like that's like a birthday celebration. We're going to Fridays or BBQs. So this is where you're at. You show somebody here, they don't give a fuck what else you fucking doing. Mm-hmm. You brought them here. Now Peters is your fucking regular. Noble is your fucking regular. Mother, I don't give a fuck what you doing. You get another girl pregnant. Blah, blah, blah. He know where home is. That's what girls do to justify your their cheating. At the end of the day, yo, yeah. Once they start with that, it's over.
Oh, so, you yeah. throwing subs?
What?
Oh, because I always say at the end of the day.
Sorry to hear that. So, like, what the fuck is going on here? So, yeah, like I'm saying, that's why people that have money or status, they get a bypass. That's why men chase it. That's why all of us want money. Because we want the bypass, too. We want to be able to cheat, too, my G. I'm financially not at the position where I could cheat right now.
Chicks get the bypass if they up?
If they up?
Yeah.
It's sometimes up. They do. So a lot of chicks that's up. Motherfuckers don't lie chicks is not up. But
let Kim K be
the
example. You
so a lot of niggas is up, but a lot of chicks ain't up.
A viral sex thing.
A lot of people are not up. Period. That's a lot of people are not up. A lot of people is not having fruits and veggies. I know. I could tell. However they fart, you could tell by the fumes and the toxins that they're not on a healthy diet.
Tanya, how you feel? Remember the question?
Yeah, why people prefer somebody who's popular?
No, it was why do people like over? So, what's the question?
Over
why do?
Yeah, like overlook, right? Their looks.
Why do people are attractive? Like why are they more attractive? Yeah, with social status and clout.
I think especially in this generation, we have glamorized success. And glamorize meaning we put bells and whistles on it, but no one has told the story of what it really takes to be successful. The late nights, the sweating, the losses, the everything that comes with it. But now we just see the glamour. And ideally, all of us want to be successful. Yes. But there are a lot of people who don't want to put the work in. So if somebody who has achieved it and has done all the groundwork and somewhere at the top of the echelon is reaching out to you, the average person might think, okay, that's my foot in the door. I'm going to jump 10 fucking steps forward by just fucking with this person. I'll be able to now rub shoulders with certain people. Mm-hmm. I'll be able to go to certain events now by fucking with this person. I'm going to be able to be in a certain position, I'm positioned by this person a certain way. So fuck them cheating. Fuck them doing whatever it is. This is my opportunity to skip all the hard work and just come nearer to the end. Mm-hmm. And that's laziness. Mm-hmm. So that's why a lot of, like, I think this is probably a semi-bad example, but with Waka Flocka and his fiance, he was a bad serial cheater. She took him back, and now she has an EP coming. I was doing really well. She owned all her masters, but when you think about her relationship, she should have been gone a long time out of that, but she's with Waka. He is an asset to her, and he has positioned her in a certain way for her music industry.
Yeah, because she loves him to death.
She does, but she all... But she also said she wanted to leave him. And he has done crazy shit to that bitch.
If
he was
a regular Joe,
she'd have been out. If he was a regular Joe, she'd have been out.
Most girls
leave. In all honesty.
These girls are not afraid to start over. That's the scariest thing, yo. Most girls leave, bro.
Hold on, let Danny go.
Go ahead.
I just think that people don't, it's not even about them not, well, he feels like they need help. I really feel like it's just the laziness. Mm-hmm. I think that a lot of people, even if you don't need the help, you don't feel like doing nothing. Mm-hmm. I know people who just be like, I don't want to work. Mm-hmm. He said, I don't have to work, so I don't want to work. You know what mm-hmm. I mean? And it might be the other way around, even though it looks crazier for a man to do that. But I just think that people, they don't want to do the legwork. They just want to sit home and be taken care of. Mm-hmm. And most women, that's what is put in their head, that, you know, a man is supposed to provide, a man is supposed to take care of you, a man is supposed to do all of this. So if a man is coming and saying, you know, I got this, I'm paying this, and I'm doing that, and you don't have to do nothing, most of them are just like, okay. You know what I mean? Let me find a man that he got all this and they could brag to their friends and be like, yeah, because he just bought me this and he just bought me that. No, I go shopping all day. I do this all day. I don't have to work. I don't have to do this. So
mm-hmm. that's how hip-hop is working. It's brainwashing a lot of people. Mm-hmm. They think that's the day. That's they try true. To go to brunch on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. You got work. People got to work. The brunch is Sunday, June 3rd, man. Stop rushing the process.
Tuesday.
Stop rushing across. It's a Sunday. Mm. It's the Lord's Day. Mm. Get baptized June 3rd.
I just think that I don't know if it's help, but it's just money. Just money itself make people more attractive. Like you said, you could be a regular Joe walking the block, but as soon as you gain some success or money, mm-hmm. now girls can't be next to you. Like Pac said that a long time ago. Like just a month ago, I was in the club and nobody knew who I was and how to get a song out. Now I'm the sexiest nigga in the world or whatever.
Look like at Biggie. Just,
yeah, that's a big example.
Craig Mack. they love
him. Yeah, even they had groupies. You know yep. what I'm saying? It's just the money and the power that make people just want to be attracted to you. But that's...
They want to be the trophy.
Feel laziness. You don't, they don't even care. You know how much girls would love to get...
Because no. some girls don't even want nothing from you. They just want
to
say that they want next to you.
Yeah,
they just want to be next to you. You know what I'm saying?
Or they want the fame. Or they want the fame.
Just
want
to be nice. Some people just want to be nice.
In their bio, it sometimes says such and such baby mama, or they named the baby little da 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 mama. You know what I mean? After somebody, mm-hmm. so it be the fame, it be
and
the
that's
connection,
100% clout chasing
to the person. Yeah, yeah,
it's 100%.
Yeah, it's like you become some. Yo, this is so powerful. Having money, you can fuck someone and then they become somebody. Mm-hmm. Karrueche was nobody. She
fuck
just fucked
Chris Brown. That's it.
She's somebody right now,
bro. She was
now,
a model
bro.
Before Chris Brown?
Yeah, but
bro,
yeah. we don't want who the fuck Karrueche was before Chris Brown.
Come on, bro.
She is Chris Brown's ex.
No, I'm saying we didn't know.
She wasn't no. She had no
Karrueche.
Money.
Who's Karrueche? Chris Brown's ex. Yeah. She's not the famous model. Yeah.
But that's a game. But that's a game that some people don't care about playing. They don't care about being Chris Brown's ex. So they don't care about being that person's baby mother. They don't care about their individuality.
If you don't care about that, there's a lot of Chris Browns right in Coney Island, I promise.
What I'm saying is they don't have a problem with being that person affiliated with them instead of themselves. Mm-hmm. You get what I'm saying? Like mm-hmm. to me, Russell Simmons' ex-wife, what's her name?
Kamora.
She did it right. You know what I mean? She took whatever it is, she took her marriage or whatever, her clout, and she created her own thing with it. Regardless, you had Fat Farm, you had Baby Fat. Regardless.
But she got that from messing with Russell, though.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is she didn't stay.
And then she went there. No, she
didn't have to stay.
But she gained it. She built
the
situation.
I'm not going to lie, though.
She milked the situation.
She milked every situation.
And then took the money and went to go get the dick she really wanted somewhere else.
No, she has three kids or four kids with all, they're all different nationalities and they're all by rich men. A rich white man, a rich African man, a rich, mm-hmm. Like everybody that she's married or she's dated, they're rich.
That's what they do. Uh-huh. That's, yeah, that's
she's definitely a clout chaser.
Right, that's a business right now.
Because
that's
what I'm saying is...
Having children is a business.
But what I'm saying is, what I said, she...
Same thing. She jumped from each sport.
That's a business.
What I said, her doing it right, meaning that she...
She ain't even have to.
Serena had money.
He left, she got her own thing. That's what I'm saying. If she divorced him or they got divorced or whatever, they were separated, she still has her own thing, empire that she's building. It's not just...
But that goes back to who you rub shoulders with. Clearly, mm-hmm. clearly, Kamora is the perfect example of one of the reasons why people want to get next to you, because mm-hmm. she got next to all of these men and took things to benefit herself from it. She wasn't mm-hmm. done with the situation. That's another reason why girls want to fuck with certain people.
She took contacts.
Yeah, just mm-hmm. all I gotta do is rub shoulders with you. And you, like I said, you're going to position me a certain way. And then I'm just, she was just, and I respect it, as, in all honesty. Because for me personally, when I see women, stop. If I, for me, if I see you in a situation and you're just there, like, you're just there. Like, who the, what are you doing? Like, you have all this resources in your hands. You fucking somebody who's a fucking millionaire. What do you have to show for yourself in this? And that's your laziness coming forward. Like, if I'm next to certain people, I want you to help his situation or improve my situation because I have the resources. Don't sit on resources. Mm-hmm. But don't exactly seek it out and chase it. That's where it gets fucked up. Okay, I only want to fuck rich people. That's different. That's where the your morals
start. Some people, that's where their status is. You know what I mean? Once they get up, like just saying, you rub shoulders with somebody who is rich, and then once you get up there, now it's like, no, I'm at this status now, so now I can't come back down. Mm-hmm. I can only go up. So now I'm only dealing with this type of person. I'm only dealing with that type of person on this level because I've come from this. I've come from the bottom already. I'm not going back down there. Now I only have to go up.
Nice. So when looking for a partner, should you chase clout or love? Because you're saying you could get next to somebody and they could be a millionaire. Then you could use their resources and become your own boss, I guess. And I guess like taking one for the team or something.
Who sits like nobody should chase clout because it could also be fake. A lot of people are faking half of what they have, or they're once again glamorizing their situation that's not real. It's never advisable to chase it, like make that your superior goal. If it falls in your lap, it falls in your lap, and you just take it from there. You just make the best of any situation you're in.
But what about the people who actually do, like, most guys or whatever who are of stature or famous, a lot of them, well, a lot of us, you know, us like black men or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Us black men?
I'm saying us. I said us and then I said black men. But, you know, coming from where we come from, most of them, they want that clout. They want that social status so that women will gravitate to them. You get what I'm saying? Like, they want bitches on them. They want that type of popularity. So,
but that comes from just being oppressed for so long. It's like
I was saying black men, like a lot of us, I don't think
a lot of that comes from just being oppressed. And
the white motherfuckers is buying all the Bentleys.
And they see they buy all
the Okay, so men. So I'll just say men. Okay. Is that better?
Everyone wants that. Everyone wants success on some level. Everyone wants
And that's understandable.
And if people are attracted to success. So it's not even the attention you want. That's what come with it. Mm-hmm. That's like being a basketball player and then wondering why the hell women are on your floor where your room is at. It comes with that situation.
Success,
if you want to be a bum, you'll be a bum and you'll find someone that drink the little 50 cent coffees and shit like that and hopefully things will work out. If not, if you want success, then yeah, it's gonna be Bentleys, Beamers, it's gonna be nice restaurants, this is what come with that lifestyle. That attracts
And that's understandable, people. But I'm thinking, like, for instance, I watched an interview with Kevin Hart and he was saying that they were saying at the time his girlfriend or whatever, not his wife, but his girlfriend was she was only with him because he's Kevin Hart, because he got money. And he was like, yeah, like, you know what I mean? I am, and I do have money, you know? So because she likes me because of this, that's okay. Like, I'm okay with that. You know what I mean? So what I'm saying is you have people who, you know, they might want, once they get the certain status, they might want the people to gravitate to them, those women or whatever to gravitate to them.
Because when you don't have the money, but then on the other side is like I want you to love me for me. No, but that's what it is. You know how that.
You get what I'm saying? But then on the other side is like I want you to love me for me and not what I have.
That's how they do. They don't when you're broke, nobody pay you no attention. As soon as they if I send this little screenshot out, I'll be like, you know what, Black, you ain't that bad after all, out this motherfucker. People want to be next to money for somewhat reason. They don't want to be around broke. But if you broke, how you mad at me for being broke? I should be fucking you too, because you broke. Why can't I get broke pussy if I got broke dick? We both broke. What the fuck is going on here?
Because you ever heard that thing, like, you around like three broke niggas, you bound to be the fourth?
So that's the real. But five you can't. People that but listen, you surround yourself the only around. Thing, the only thing, I was fortunate enough as a kid growing up, I was right next to an NBA star. Like, I live on the second floor, he live on the third floor. I was around Jay-Z, Beyonce. We was in a 40-40, no IDs, under 21, bugging with jerseys on. The only thing that could factor in around rich people is ideas. That's the only thing that could balance with money is ideas. So if you don't have no rich ideas, inventions, creations, or events in your head that you could create, that you could formulate into an actual sentence, then you're poor. Mm-hmm. Mentally and physically, you are poor. You do not have it. Now, if you have ideas...
That was a good one.
Yeah, because rich people are always looking to multiply their money.
Mm-hmm. Gross.
But somehow they just... Sometimes you just have it and you don't know what to do with it. There's a lot of people that have money and don't know what to do with it. So they need the people with the ideas. You know what I mean? So that's the only thing that could balance out. It's nothing more than wanting to be around rich people, but what are you going to offer? They're already bringing the money to the table. What are you going to add?
And the, I hope not even just the money, the ideas as well.
Yeah, some of them, yeah. But so what are you going to add? It's not a bad thing to want to be around people doing better than you, but bring something to the fucking table. Bring something to the party.
Even if it's your work ethic.
What do you have to get out of it? That's the thing, because some people just want to be around just for the sake of being around. But it's like you said, what do you bring to the table? What are you getting out of this? You just around just to be around, just to say, I'm around Jay-Z, I'm around Beyonce, I'm around them. Or are you actually learning from them and taking something? Because you might not have that idea, but you might want to get that idea.
Yeah.
So you might have the people around you so that they can rub off of you, like you can rub off whatever. You could get ideas from them, and then you can take that and move it somewhere.
That's true, but they hate that. The people that got the money hate that.
Mm-hmm. What you mean?
They hate those type of people that just want to be around and hopefully something spark in your mind. Yeah, you're dead weight. Get the fuck out of here. You know what I mean? People that got the bread, and I'm not saying that like I got it, but I'm around them. You know what I mean? So the people that got the bread, they either want to be around ideas or other people that got the money.
Or people with a good work ethic also.
Yeah.
They need hard workers
to
around them.
But then you're not around the actual what's the name? Yeah, like you're not at the round.
Yeah.
Table,
you're just working
mean?
For them.
You're just working. You know what I mean? You're
I just need you to do this.
What did T.D. Jakes said? He said you keep the vision, divide the labor. Mm-hmm. So those people never get to the vision table. You know what I mean? To get to the vision table, you got to add something. And the worst thing that can happen is one person at the table got all the money. Because now you got to come on fire now. Your ideas better be some shit. Yo, listen, I just figured out how to create the new iPhone out this motherfucker. You got to have some shit, you know what I mean, in order to really converse and have something to offer.
That was good.
I mean, that's what I do, good, baby. Man. June 3rd, fuck with me.
The idea, I like that. The ideas of what's the name? Or you just broke. That was a good one, man.
Damn.
What a way to hit a home run in the last episode.
That's what I do, baby. Pass me the y'all, baby. This shit is good. Make sure y'all get some of this shit, man.
Anybody shit else got anything else to say before we start this hot sheet? Okay.
Anybody want to start the hot seat, mate?
Listen, y'all. We put in the...
I got some the questions call up for number. Live from the lady.
Nah, don't do that. We putting the call up number in the comments, y'all. We can call you.
I'm not going to see you.
Call it. We taking calls all for the rest of the show. We taking questions out of the comments. Anything you want to ask anybody, huh?
It's freezing.
Huh?
Camera's freezing.
Oh,
no.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the Wi-Fi. So, yeah, anything but you want to ask anybody, you could just put the name in the comments and then the question. We'll repeat it on the show if it makes sense, and we'll ask it to the person.
Please spread out the questions, spread out the love.
Yeah, yeah. Or you could call up. You could call up. Tanya, just put the number in the comments. You could call up. You could call up, and you can ask about it.
That's how the Pino House series started.
You know what I mean?
Ask whatever you want.
All right, we got our first question already. Black, what kind of car do you drive? Bitch, I got to be a 27. Right? Saying on doses, what you mean? They call me Gressy, baby. What you mean?
Danny, you don't know who your barber.
Box. That's his name. Spanish guy named Box from Red Hook.
Okay.
And he cuts everybody's hair. He's located in Fort Greene now.
Box.
He says that's the best shape of 2018.
So, La, what's going on? I was having a conversation earlier on my page. And these two girls just came out of nowhere attacking you, bro. You had nothing to do with nothing, bro. I was talking about R. Kelly.
I come up with R. Kelly?
Because, no, you know why? That's crazy, right? So now they were saying something about both of y'all eat ass. But now, it was something crazy.
What?
But they just started slandering you, oh, lying shit. All your friends are not shit. He's a cheater. He ain't shit. He this, he that. He's a hoe. And I'm like, yo, this is one girl live in New Orleans, the other one live in Williamsburg. And I'm like, yo, how would you know? How are you going to slander somebody you don't know? So, La, I wanted to ask you, are you a hoe?
No.
What do you consider a hoe?
We did this already.
Refresh my memory.
Both of them was like...
What do you consider a hoe? What would make
you
a hoe?
You know what's crazy? Let me tell you something.
Yes.
I guess in women's mind, once you are an attractive male, you're already labeled as a hoe. Mm. No matter what you do. If you look good to a lot of women, you get this label as a hoe.
That's what it is?
But why
Why would they not? You see, this is where I'm confused. Just
because he
you.
Said girls I never met before in my life.
Yeah, he never been around. I know.
Never been around.
I know
never had a conversation.
Yeah.
But not there are people who have conversations inbox, with you in the
not
group.
Not in their inbox. Nothing. But
nah, you're definitely not in their inbox.
You could be labeled. You be labeled some type of way. You know what I'm saying? But
this is what I'm saying. Why would they not respect the fact that you're preserving yourself? All the opportunities that are out there for La, and you're saying, you know what?
This is not La Hasi.
I'd rather not. You know what I mean? But that's a respectable thing. Most men are not doing that. Women would die for a guy like that. Most men are not doing that.
Doing what?
Preserving themselves and saying no. Turning stuff down.
A lot of stuff just don't get appreciated. Like I said, once you look a certain way, you're automatically labeled. Like, you've seen the woman who walking down the street in a scandalous dress. Mm. You're like, oh, look at this hoe. But she could be the most, you know what I'm saying, preserved woman out. But, you know, people get labeled all the time.
So basically what you're saying is that you treat your self-worth like wine and get better with time.
Absolutely.
You like to space it out.
Somebody asked another question. Somebody said, how did y'all all meet to even start this show?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Tanya needed a green card. She married my uncle. Jimmy went to school with us. And me and Lai's twins. Hello?
Simple. What the fuck?
Yo, call up. You got any questions, y'all? Call up.
Yo, son, when you said twins on your page, some one girl was like, no, y'all are not. I was like, bitch, you better call the fuck.
It was hating,
I was like,
son.
Bitch, you better calm the fuck down, son.
It was hating.
Stop trying to play. That's going bad shade at me, son.
Where?
I was like, what the fuck is going on here, son? How you mad this man, what, B2B is twin? Like, this shit is crazy.
Get your sneakers only merchandise, too.
People is crazy, man. People are crazy, man.
June 3rd. Get your day party tickets. Rob, what was your question? We didn't even see it. Cole.
He said, when y'all bringing Holy back to the water? You should have came Easter Sunday, motherfucker.
Next season 3, we bringing Holy back to the water.
Yeah. Season 3, we got a brand new location, brand new. It's going to be a more, you know, seductive, you know what I mean?
Intimate,
personal kind of spot we're going to be in, you know what I mean? So make sure y'all look out to it. No, for season 3.
Nah,
the new studio. Okay.
Follow the conversation. Mm-hmm. So yeah, for season 3.
Keep being sarcastic. I'm gonna fuck you up.
That's what we were talking about.
Like, what you been up to?
I ain't been up to nothing, man. You have a question for me?
I asked. What have you been up to?
What
like,
do you
what's
mean?
Going on?
What do you mean?
First of all, I don't like your tone.
I mean, I'm trying to understand the question. What do you
I'm
mean?
I'm asking you, what have you been up to? What is new?
As
I feel
as
like
what?
I haven't spoken to you or seen you in a while.
As far
what's
as
going
what?
On? As far as life, motherfucker.
Well, what's new is, I'm really at a fork in the road. I don't know what to wear for June 3rd. I don't know if I want to kill y'all with this Supreme hockey jersey. I don't know if I want to hit y'all with the 3/4 tee, or if I just want to go all black A thing. So I'm really at a fork in the road on what type of sleigh I want to hit y'all with.
Sleigh?
Yeah. And I got 2 pair of kicks I haven't even wore yet. So I'm trying to really decide
I hope
how I'm
going
to saute the onions. I only do dope shit. I only come outside for dopeness. I only do dope things. Okay. My life is just well put together right now. That's what I've been up to. I've been up to greatness. How about you?
I'm chilling. I've been, you know, in a good space, you know, getting to know thing. Myself. That's a great thing.
You should know. You're on a spiritual journey, too?
Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with that, man.
I've been on one for a while. Still on one. But I'm getting a lot out of it, so it's a great thing.
That's what's up.
Time you drinking for what?
I don't know.
Because I'm mad sad. Everybody looked at me, so I'm like, oh, we got a phone call.
First question.
Let's take this call.
Brown Holy Water.
Hello. It's your boy.
Hey.
It's your boy.
It's
kind of low.
What's up?
Good evening. How's everybody doing? Everybody good?
Yes.
Good evening, Pastor. How you doing?
I'm wonderful. I got a serious question for you, Black. Serious question.
Go ahead.
With all the hate in the world, mm-hmm. all the hate that goes on, yeah. how do you stay focused and how do you stay so upbeat and how do you stay lively? Because I'm sure that you have setbacks in your life. I know how I do it because, you know, I'm in the church and all that and I know mm-hmm. what God is going to do. But how do you do it? Somebody who I don't see in the church. I'll say, I'm not saying you aren't, but mm-hmm. I don't see you there.
To be honest, man, you know, sometimes I gotta humble myself because
mm-hmm.
I want to complain, but I can't complain because I think about how blessed I am. And honestly, sometimes mm-hmm. it could be something simple as just seeing that every week I got fresh groceries in my fucking house. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
absolutely.
I'm eating good fruits and vegetables all the time, drinking top of the line water, you know what I mean? pH level super high. You understand? And honestly, that sounds stupid to most people, but to me, just having shelter and having stuff like that, you know what I mean? I know people are out there struggling, you know what I mean, really fucked up. So when it comes to stuff like just knowing that I could do that and I got a car and I can move around and I could help my family, I'm in a position to help a little bit if I needed to, that just keep me happy because at the end of the day, things could be worse. You know what I mean? Things could be way worse, bro. Way worse. Yes, it could be crucial. You understand? So I'm just blessed just to have the things that I have. And honestly, sushi play a big role in that because that girl cook every day like it's nothing, my dude. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner like it's nothing.
Gressy and Twin for the win.
Gressy and Twin for the motherfucking win.
All right, boy. All right, thanks, bro.
Yeah, you turn it.
Call up, y'all. Call up. This is the last show of the season. June 3rd, day party, season finale. This is it. This is over.
Yeah.
You know, you got any questions for any of the cast, ask away right now. You're not going to see us for a couple of months. We're coming back top of the school year if you don't do this
back
for
facts. September. Where's the spice? Where's everybody always got something to facts. Say? Call up, ask questions, say whatever you need to say. Like,
yeah,
now school, you got school. The floor.
We're going to come back in September with some new fire for y'all. But if y'all got some questions, ask away.
That's a
you
fact.
Said we come back in September.
Yeah. We're taking the whole summer off, man. Everybody go hang out, have fun,
that's
man.
Fact. That's a fact. That's
summertime, a lot of brunches, pool parties, you know. That's everybody will come back with a tan.
And somebody hit me earlier and they said they want to throw a basketball. They want us to do like a basketball game type of thing.
Charity.
I don't play basketball, but I'll come out, like, you know, just put on a shirt.
Just play ball, like put on a, like, Brown Holy
Water go out there in front.
So Diz has a question for Danny.
What?
He wants to know who's the last nigga that killed.
Oh.
It's in the comments.
I just seen it. Diz, that is absolutely none of your business.
Oh, so you gotta take a shot.
Crazy. We still taking shots.
Yeah, that's crazy. You're supposed to answer that. That's
why? Crazy.
Why not? He want to know who the last nigga killed. Diz, he watched the show. He want to be in your business.
Yes.
That is totally.
That's not a shot.
This is a shot.
Nah, that's OD.
That's OD.
Let's take like two sips of that.
Bruh. Nah,
yeah. That's
definitely
that.
Why you always trying to get me drunk? Why are you always trying to get me drunk?
I'm not trying to get you anything.
That's right? A question.
That sound underlined.
Yeah, why are you always trying to get me drunk?
I'm not trying to get you drunk, Danny. Excuse me. Not interested. Drink some Yabe.
I didn't say you weren't into. That has nothing to do with interest. This is not a shot.
This sound like it. We said it's not. Just take two sips. We vouch for you. That's too crazy right there.
Nah, that's good, man. Two sips. You know how you dudes got the heavy hands?
You do set the heavy. You sound like you talking for black men.
Yo, son, you ever make a girl drink in the crib and you make sure you make her stronger?
Heavy hand, you got OD.
Yo, man, that should be crazy, man. That should be crazy, man.
That's
boring. So y'all not gonna ask lie nothing?
So lie.
Don't ask lie.
There you go.
I got a dumb question. So it's easy to answer. It's easy to answer. What's the biblical significance of a rainbow?
What
is the biblical significance of a rainbow?
A new life.
Take a fucking shot. Someone it's give not, me a shot, please.
When I see a rainbow.
Let me see that cup over there.
More we like, just said we're not going to do, like, we're going to ask, like, real questions. You're going to ask me some biblical shit?
My nigga, I'm just trying to save you. You see, you don't realize I'll be looking out for you.
All right, so what's Genesis 3:16?
Oh, shit. Take a shot.
Take a shot.
Oh,
shit. Right. So you don't even know Genesis 3:16.
Yes, I do know that. And I know the Lord's Prayer.
I know the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah, you know it.
Damn, you're doing good, son.
Come on, man. I go to church.
So why
are
you not taking
your
shot?
Why you ain't take your shot?
Because you're not taking
That's not a shot.
That's a shot, bro. Lie's a grown man. Lie love to drink. Like, he drive better when he drink.
Danny, please listen. No way I drive better.
Didn't Offset just almost die in one of those cars?
Yes. Oh, yeah, my gosh.
He got the same car as you, right?
I don't know. I don't think I drive anything Offset drive.
Why wasn't internet and he got an accident?
Come on, y'all. Call up. Ask some questions.
Why wasn't the what?
The internet wasn't upset he got an accident. They didn't go wild?
Why no Offset? Motherfuckers don't give no. Nigga, rent is due real soon. Like, motherfuckers don't give no fuck about no Offset. My cable next bill, week. $180. I got issues. I got real fucking. I'm stressed. Mm. I got real problems. You know what I mean?
My shit's like $200.
Straight up.
No fucking reason.
And I got this fucking avocado that's real hard. You got to give it like 2 to 3 days. Pick a
power about to come back on. You got to keep your
cable.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's a fact. That's a fact.
Got one more month, baby.
Yo, my girl make homemade guacamole. Oh, my God. I said homemade is if you could make it somewhere else. But it's like this special guac. It's amazing, dog.
What?
Make sure, listen, if y'all coming to the event,
stop
make sure you get there early because the El Jefe Mexican Grill food is going to be there early. It's going to be there from 2 to like, I'm not going to give you the time frame, but make sure you're there early so you can get some tacos, get some nachos, get whatever else they have, and do your thing. So make sure you get there early so that you can eat first and drink the free sangria before you start the cha-cha slide.
Somebody just asked, it's a long one, but basically, what are your thoughts on the acrimony situation? You seen acrimony?
I didn't see acrimony.
Uh-oh. You seen acrimony. So basically, she was with a guy.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's whatever. A movie?
Yeah, with Taraji. When she went crazy, but she was with a guy. They got married. During his, he was, you know what I mean? He didn't have a job. He was working on this invention. She was paying all the bills. Oh, she got all the
and
money.
And friend was hating and she
no, her,
him,
not her friend. Her sisters was
her
just
sister
like, no.
Was hating.
She left him and then he made it, gave her money and everything and she felt like he owed it back to her.
And paid the crib off and gave it to her. No, like,
who he gave the money to when he made it?
He gave her money back plus interest and he bought, they lost the house, her mother's house. He bought the house too back for her. So he gave her everything plus more. But she felt like, at this point, like, he got married to a girl that she thought he was cheating on her with.
Oh.
So, he got married to her, and then she felt like she has everything that she was supposed to have. Everything that he promised her, she was supposed to have, but she left him.
So Taraji left the man?
Taraji left the man.
Why she left him? Because he was sticking too long.
Because
to
the sisters
was in her ear. Her sisters was in her ear telling her, like, you need to leave him alone. Like, he was using up all her money for this invention. Never worked out. When they were younger, he cheated on her.
Mm-hmm.
And she got angry or whatever. She couldn't have kids, nothing, whatever. He cheated on her with this girl.
Mm-hmm.
She took him back.
Mm-hmm.
They wound up, like, getting married, doing all of this. And the girl came back in his life. She worked for the company that he was trying to sell the invention to. So then... they started.
What's the question?
You know, the question is, what do you feel about it? Like, basically, is it okay
for what happened in the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, honestly, based on what I didn't watch the movie, but based on what you said, Tarashi got to eat that. Tarashi got to eat that.
Yeah.
The reason she got to eat it is because she let other people influence her. And she walked before he canoned. She like she cut this. I mean, yeah, and not for nothing, he gave her back. He felt indebted to her, and he did give her back. It's like he gave her back plus nothing, plus interest, plus a house. So she got to eat that.
They got married.
She got to eat it. She got to eat it.
Did the right thing. But a lot of times, women are more hurt because they let their friends influence them. Because you see, you can't be the only one married in your circle. It's just, it's knocking a way out. You know what I mean? Because now you got people giving you single advice from a single chair that they're trying to be happy with. So they're trying to make it seem like single life is the best life to justify their relationship status. And then you're married. So any little thing, they're going to tell you, break the fuck up. Join us. Come join the single party.
No,
come on
they were
down.
Married.
Sometimes.
They were. Her no. sister was married. Her Both sisters of her sisters married. Were married, but they
I'm,
were.
I'm not talking about the actual movie. I'm just saying period. Like, in real life, you gotta be around people that are also in the same shoes as you in order to get some real advice and some real sound.
Yeah, you miserable. Everybody else gotta be miserable.
Yeah. Yeah. That's how that shit go. That shit is a virus, dog. That shit is a virus, man. That's why I don't really bring my girl around everybody, because I don't need, even if you got a broken home, like you and your wife is treating you bad or taking advantage of you, whatever, I don't want her to see that neither. You got to protect yours. And you got to protect your mind as well. So, yeah, Taraji's wrong for letting people influence a relationship that was only between her and her man. So she's wrong. Mm-hmm. She got to eat that. She's a weak chick
for
allowing other people to dictate what should happen in her relationship.
It was a lot going on. You got to watch the movie. It was a lot going on.
But I mean, and but even if that was her decision, because yes, we all have a breaking point and we all get to a point where it's like, I don't want to do this anymore. That's okay. But you can't be mad at his success.
That was the problem. She wasn't even mad at his success. You can't want it now and feel like he owes you when you walked away.
He really doesn't owe you.
That was the issue. She felt like he owed her.
Everyone wants
because she walked away.
Everyone wants. You see, and this is the same thing that I was saying to you, La. It's 1,000 Idris Elbas walking around. It's 1,000 dudes with nice bodies and abs, bro. It's 1,000 dudes. You understand? But we just don't got the money. We ain't in no movies. You understand? So you just want Idris because he got the money too. You understand? So all right, cool. That's why you can't be mad at a Childish Gambino, because when he was broke, you was looking at him one way.
He's weird.
And then when he got his money, he went the other way. You can't be mad at that. You can't say, why ain't he with a sister? What do you mean? He was trying.
But that goes back to what our original topic of status. Because we equate how somebody looks, how somebody dresses, how somebody moves with the social status they'll get. Fact. So if you're on the market and you're searching, and we, like I said, we all admit we factor in status to that person when we look at them. Not necessarily we just want that, but it factors in. If at that point in time your status is not attractive, you may slip through the cracks, and it's the truth. Mm-hmm. But if the person slips through the cracks, that's okay. You can't be mad at them whenever they make the decisions they made, because when you had the chance to to tone down your hubris and, like, you know, let me just give this person a chance, you skipped it over. You have no right to be mad at the person now. You have no right.
And honestly, these days, men, especially black men, we get put down for having dreams that are not in fruition currently. We get put down for those, especially if you want to be a rapper. Or he want to open up his own business. He want to open up his own school. If it's not something that is currently active, if it's not happening already on some kind of level, some sort of success, you get put down for that.
But
motherfuckers want you to have it. Motherfuckers want that shit to go on. So you can't be mad when I do open up the school, when I do succeed with rapping, when I do start my own liquor brand or whatever. Blah, blah. You can't be mad when that wins.
But don't you think that you can't be mad at that? But I don't feel like being put down for having dreams, for the most part, I don't think it's the women that put them down. I think it's more of like the people outside of the circle. You know what I mean? Like the family members who are used, the people who are traditional, who are used to, you got to go to work and you got to get this and you got to do that and you got to be stable and you got to have this or whatever. Your dreams could wait. I don't think it's I don't think because it's the person that you're with.
I don't think that weighs as much as what your woman would say or the females that you're interested in would say. Because family could give you, could pitch to you ideas or where they think you should be, whatever, whatever, whatever. But how you and your mate thinks and feel and what y'all decide is what really factors into what you do. So that's the only thing that actually that actually turned into action. So yeah, it has a lot to do with women and the way they see it. And if that was pushed more, if that was more of the agenda. Like, I just seen a chick the other day. I went to school with Michael B. Jordan. Oh my gosh, she posted a picture back in the, oh yeah, he's always trying to talk to me.
Okay.
All right.
But a lot of that has to do with also this idea of giving people timelines, like, and especially I fully understand the, as we start aging and we start hitting a certain age, our time is very important, because looking back, we realize how much time we've wasted. We want to look amazed as people who ideally won't waste our time. But it's kind of like, at the same time, people want somebody to be so ready-made. It's like, they want you as close to your finish line as possible. And it's like, that's the requirement. That's their starting point. You need to be probably one semester into graduating, or you 1 year away from getting the final peak of the max salary for your position or something like that.
I got some fire.
So
I'm gonna let you finish. I got some fire for you.
It's just kinda amazing. No, I won't say amazing is a bad word, but it's just kind of interesting just observing that and seeing how people in the dating scene, like, they entitle themselves to your success and blame it on, I don't want to waste my time.
That's a fact.
It's the entitlement that gets me. It's the idea that
themselves to your success. Not their shit.
To yours.
You need to be successful.
And it's crazy.
You need to have
because
money.
Of me.
You need to have cars. You need to have the house.
Because
of
me. Because I stood there. No. You weren't up.
It's
crazy.
Not even there.
But you
wasn't
putting in the hard work. You were supporting me, yes.
Peep this, right? So I was having a conversation with every Sunday I usually get up with a couple of dudes. We usually talk and stuff. You know what I mean? We all at different stages of our lives and stuff. So the question for today, it's like a men's group, like a fake men's group. You know what I mean? The question was today about that. You live far. the question for today was, what exactly is separating men from women? What is the real issue? And I just said, yo. So this is what I said. I said, yo, the issue between men and women. This is why it's just never going to work. It's just always going to be crash and burn for the most part. It's preference versus interest. And what I mean by that is that women are going to all day say, this is what my preference is, exactly what Tanya just described. I want a successful man, house, car, body, no kids, blase, blase, blase. Couple of tattoos, he know how to fight, whatever, 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 whatever. Nice job, nice car, and whatever. He could fuck me for 2 hours straight. That's what she wants. That's her preference. That's what she prefer. This is what she's promoting every day. So now the problem becomes, which is not a bad, there's nothing wrong with preference. Have your preference. Here's the problem. So now this is what you prefer. So now when your preference comes, then here comes the men that actually comes with it, that actually comes, that actually meets all the criteria that you describe. Now they have an interest level that probably you don't meet. So that's the fork in the road. You have a preference of men that you want, and they have the actual men that meet that criteria. Interest is a whole nother way. Like, it's just like a Childish Gambino. You become a successful rapper. You're making shows and stuff now, and now you go get yourself a white girl. That doesn't mean that he's dissing black chicks, but he's just saying this is what my interest is. So he meet all your preferences, but his interest is over there. So it's kind of, this is why we keep clashing, because people keep on wanting people that's not interested in them. Mm. You have to go back to the drawing board, figure out who's interested, and then figure out from there how to filter that out into 2 to 3 top guys and go from there. But everyone is falling in love with being interested in people that don't even want them. They're looking the other fucking way. Chicks say all day, I want a guy 6 feet tall. I like a tall man. I like to look up to my man. Da, 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 da. Black success could pay your bills, baby. I'm 5'8".
I think also, I don't know, like, I think that plays a part, but I think on the men and the women's side, women always date for potential and dudes date for reality.
Fact. No. I don't think so. It's the opposite way around.
No, women date men like, oh, I see he could do this, he could do that. We don't look at women and be like, oh, I could tell she gonna get her life together and get her job together. No, we see like, oh, she got a job already. She has a car. Mm-hmm. She has a house. All right. Women could meet a man and see more. Yeah, see it's more
opposite.
Potential.
What he said is opposite.
I don't think so. I agree with you. As a man, I don't date off of like, I'm looking at women, oh, she got real potential. I think women do that. Women look at, like I said, all the pookies of the world, all this, who got the gift of the gab and learn to talk and say what he's going to plan to do for them. And they can hold on to that potential that they think, you know what I'm saying, that they're going to do.
I don't agree.
I don't agree.
Oh,
that's how
okay.
I feel.
I'll see you.
That's how I feel.
I'll see your analogy, and I'll raise you.
Mm-hmm.
Women date reality. Women seek out reality. That's why they want the 6 foot and the job and the no kids and the this and the that and that. That's a reality. They seek reality. They'll settle for potential if the potential is as close to being like to close to being lived out. But if you listen to all how females talk, if you listen to how most women talk and how they talk about dating, and they start talking about wasting their time, it's usually around them wasting their time on this fucking potential niggas ain't unlocking. They prefer dating reality. That's why they're like, I ain't got time to build with a nigga. Give me a ready made one. I ain't got time to waste to wait for you 5 years to get your first mixtape deal.
But that's after they dealt with potential for so long.
And that's I see what you're saying. But reality. I raise you after a certain age, especially bitches want they want reality.
They
want
to be like guys. They want to date what you see is what you get.
Right, tech win. But I know. We at least after a certain age, let me say that, you start looking for reality over potential. That's where the preferences come from, bro. That's where the preferences come from.
I just think that men don't have as many preferences as women do.
Don't.
And that might be the problem.
Short.
Yeah.
Three, short,
because y'all not thinking, y'all not overthinking as much as we do.
Agreed.
3 to 4 things top.
You think wrong, you think wrong, though.
There's a show on YouTube. I think you all should check it out. It's called Acts of Black Man, and there's another one called Acts of Black Woman. And they speak about this stuff. And they was talking about the actual list. The dudes really had
short
4
list.
Things. Mm-hmm. Literally 4. And it had nothing to do with
money
and
status.
It's not status.
Dudes don't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. I did the chicks that made no money. And I did the chicks that made a lot of money. Didn't matter to me because I was already living the way I live. My life haven't changed. Like, I'm living the way I live. So most, it's just woman lists be like 15.
Unrealistic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, come on, you got to know when to bend. You know what I mean? And then I say this, right? Because we was having this argument earlier in the group. This chick said that black women are the least protected in this world because black men don't know how to be real men and step up and intervene on domestic violence because some dude was punching a girl in the face, which was her man. So I'm like,
talking about outside the store.
Yeah. I'm like, why is it my he knows her. That's a personal relationship that they have. You could tell he didn't just pick her.
Mm-hmm.
So my thing is why would a man with a family risk his freedom or life to stop a dude from punching you in the face? He's already violent. He's already punching. Why am I getting punched? I got a whole wife outside. Why am I getting punched? You know what I mean? I got to risk it all for her and for my sisters and for people I fuck with. But just a stranger, a dude punching you, I don't know what's going on. You could have cheated on, could have stole his wallet, could have, I don't know what's going on.
Domestic violence is mad. Iffy, touchy too.
It is touchy. And I'm not for it.
No. Nobody should be for it. But you look at even like the whole Fab M situation, Higher Rap was going crazy. But then you see M come to court with him. If he knocked the teeth out, why should he come to court?
That's why you showed up with domestic violence.
They back together taking family Mother's Day pictures and shit. You know what I mean?
Don't touch him.
That's a touchy situation. Even though you would never want to see it as a man. But then you always be like, damn, should I help?
It's a risky
thing. Because a chick might turn around, like you say,
bro,
and beat
it's
you
a
up.
Risky thing. Think about it like this, right? Most of the times I got it. So if it's a situation where he's violating her, you might have to lay him down. It might not be something. A dude like that, you either gotta beat him senseless, which could possibly mean you're gonna kill him with your hands, or you gotta hurt him. You gotta give it to him.
He probably pussy though.
Huh?
If a nigga's hitting a girl like that, like he literally punched in her face, yeah, a lot of dudes who are like that, they not like that.
But that's true. I'm not gonna underestimate no man. But at the end of the day, that's still rage is in you. Mm-hmm. Rage don't have no description. So if his rage is for her and you're intervening, his rage for her, his rage is gonna go to you.
Rage don't have no description, but rage, people know who to play with like that and who not. So regardless, I'm sure he's not that dumb.
When you're angry, yo,
he punched her and a lady said, "I know you didn't hit that girl like that." He just walked away. He ain't say nothing to nobody else. Rage is you want it, you could get it too. You could get it too. I'll knock anybody out.
He punched her and walked away. I don't know. Anger could.
It's true.
People turn into different people.
This is when they're angry. Absolutely.
And when
true,
it's emotions involved. So it's different. If a random man wanna attack a random female, then yeah, like if a dude try to bug on a female on the train, yeah, you should interrupt that. Blah 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 blah. But when it's personal, when that's your man, your husband, your whoever, your baby daddy, whoever, I don't know what emotions or what is attached. Cause it could be deeper than what you think. You think you're going into something where you could just break it up. And homie, you just walked into something. You know what I mean? And now you gotta decide. Cause a dude is thinking, I'm going home. That's what I'm thinking whenever I have to fight or defend myself or whatever. I'm going home.
Jerry got home.
So I'm thinking, you know what I mean? How fast can I make it home? What I gotta do? I gotta slam, I gotta choke this dude out. What I gotta do? Or do I gotta go to the car? And really relax him. You know what I mean? So like, which one do you do? That's a risky thing to put any person through. I know a few people that died like that, trying to be Captain Save-A-Ho. Not saying that that's Captain Save-A-Ho, but I know people that died intervening in a domestic violence situation. I think any man should really think that out. And you're not in the wrong for not jumping in. Mm-hmm. You're in the wrong if you don't call the cops, but you're not in the wrong for not jumping in. And I think people got to give the cops back their responsibility. Stop putting it on men that don't belong to you. I belong to one person. So it's like I'm not an officer. Let the police job is to protect and serve. That's their mission statement. That's literally their mission statement. Protect and serve the people. If you are the people and you have a cell phone, dial 911 and please let the motherfuckers do their job.
My whole thing is like, what's The war between black men versus black women is just getting to a point where people are just reaching and we're losing the goal of what we're trying to achieve with these things we're trying to verbalize. Facts. Now, you see she sees one video and then it's all black men is responsible for that one man hitting it. And when you start doing shit like that, it takes away from the cause and what you're trying to say. Like, oh, black men don't protect black women. Son, that was one guy punching him in the face. Like, I'm pretty sure probably was more than likely it was a black girl who said it. You have a family full of black men. What does your family full of black men not protect black women? Why are you painting everybody with such a broad fucking brush? Why are you pulling the race card in a situation like that anyway? And if you start, if we start getting into the habit of pulling the race card for every single thing and then blaming the entire race or blaming the entire sex in a race, we're not gonna get any fucking where.
Well, But then it become pussy pandering within a sense, because then you got the dudes that's like, I would never let that happen if I was there. If I were there, that would
a
never.
Real man.
That is that. That's a grown real man, and that man is in shape. Boy, you are walking into something, mm-hmm. boy. Every man could hurt you, so you're definitely walking into something. I wouldn't just
all the heroes on the internet.
My dude, you're walking into something. Even a gay dude. I seen a gay dude work a dude out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Work a straight dude.
They
right
got hands.
Out.
Nigga just did
they
that.
Got
bent
hands.
Them over.
Yeah, I seen
and
that.
And had
yeah.
him like this. It
yeah.
was like, you want to
yeah.
be
who
the
gay dude that?
The gay nigga that nigga could do nothing.
So it's like, yo, you can't underestimate no man. You don't know what you're gonna do, and you don't know what type of anger he on. Because remember, you cool, calm. You came from shopping. You just bought some glasses. You chilling.
Yeah,
you walking into a dude.
You in the layup line.
Full fledged anger, son. What are you talking about?
He's
gonna fold your little ass up.
You in the layup line. Like, yo,
now y'all both calling 911. You and her like police. Yeah, somebody else just called me out this. Yeah, me and her. We right here. We next to each other. Yeah, like that shit is crazy. So you never know, man. You never know. Just be cautious, man. Please. You know what I mean? Just be cautious, everybody. We're definitely not for domestic violence. I definitely, fellas, you know, keep your hands to yourself.
Definitely.
And you know, ladies, please don't antagonize or mm-hmm. provoke
a situation is real.
By, because a lot of time women think they can hit you and then you can't hit the back. You know, Sushi thinks she can hit me and I won't hit her back. But I always hit her back. I need her to know. I need her to know punch. Shit hurts. And when it hurt her, she'd be like, oh my God. Yeah, motherfucker. I'm trying to let you know this shit hurt. This shit is real. So the same way you hit me, you think it's not going to hurt me because I'm a man? No, them shits hurt. Them little pinches and shit. Them shits hurt. That's why I like that. Tap her little ass. Yeah, motherfucker. And then she just chill. Hey, keep your hands to yourself. But women, you got to keep your hands to yourself, man. Seriously. You have to, man.
Yo, we got to end our show, man. This was an eventful season. It was fun. You know, season two was real. You know, shout out to the sponsor, Yave Tequila, you know.
Yes, sir.
Picked us up, held us down all season, you know. June 3rd, day party.
They're going to be in
there,
the building.
Have your tickets. They're going to be in the building, too. But
come dance with Steve. He's a white guy with money.
He's a Libra.
Pull up on Steve.
We're gonna miss you. We're going to give our final shout out
for free
of the show before we end up. So, ladies, go ahead. Who would like to start?
Shout out to everybody who tuned in today. Make sure you get your tickets for June 3rd. Prices are going up. I already got my notifications. Like, it's that much now? You should have got your tickets when you had a chance.
Facts.
Shout out to everybody who is supportive of Sneakers Only. I still have merch left. Inbox me, DM me, hit me up. Shout out to my grandmother for making everybody cheesecake today. And shout out to Steve. Love you, Steve. You can follow me on Instagram at your favorite tomboy, and you'll see me in the comments.
I'm still hung on this nigga saying I hit her back. I'm sorry. I hit her back. Yo, shout out to everybody who's been supporting Brown Holy Water from the start, who's been supporting the entire team and everything that we do. Shout out to everybody who's been supporting Nico and Level Up Wash. Y'all guys are amazing. Shout out to everybody who's been supporting Bot Gyal Ting. The website drops in about a week and a half. Once I get past finals, I got some really good stuff coming on the website, so you'll be able to get it. June 3rd, I'm in the building. Everybody's going to be in the building. Come turn up. Get your tickets pretty soon. Shout out to the team for just being amazing. Being supportive, understanding. Looking forward to season 3.
Amen. That's it?
That's it.
Oh, congratulations to Abby. I'll be there at your graduation June 11th, but big shout out to you. It's a big
congrats
Abby.
What, she got a degree?
Yeah, bachelor's.
Ooh.
Congrats.
RN,
with
up.
Honors.
She's a
beautiful.
Yeah,
thing
shout
right
out to
there.
My
shout
little sister Abby. For graduating on Friday. Biology major, honors as well.
Man, I wish so I could use
shout out to my best friend, graduated social work with honors.
Everybody graduating.
Black
right.
women
with honors.
Damn.
Shout out to everybody with them degrees.
Shout out to all
baby.
The strong black women.
Facts.
Graduate with honors.
Facts.
Shout out to the strong black men that get overlooked.
Word,
right? Fuck it, word. You know
just because we ain't 6 feet
you
tall,
know,
man.
Like, you know, we talked about like those really good niggas, but you know,
it'd be like that.
I'm giving a shout out. This is my my homegirl, she wanted me to give a shout out. It's I'm reading it verbatim off the text. Check out my friend's studio at 1031 1941 Grand Ave Baldwin, New York, for the latest styles. They'll be participating in up and coming events with the United Negro College Fund and the Beauty Pop-Up with a full drop ball station on June 9th from 4 p.m. to 5:30. I'm going to drop the link.
Just put it in comments. Just put it in the comments.
I'm going to drop the link. Nah, because this is a positive event. They help get people, young black kids, college scholarships.
So what do they need?
I'm going to drop the link in there. You know, just check them out, I guess. Subscribe or something. Gotcha. But I'm definitely dropping the link in there. Shout out to Ray Vonna. I'm going to drop her contact, everything. Handsome 15 Instagram, Live Brown Facebook, brownholywaterpodcast.com. Get your shirts and your hats. June 3rd, day party. Tickets are moving well. And
tell the ladies what's going on. A lot of ladies is talking about.
We're not going to talk about this.
Whether
they want
to see you. Are you hugging them? Stop. Are you kissing them? You sharing hookah? What's going on?
Season 3, right?
We're not talking about season 3. I want to tell you.
June 3rd.
June 3rd. Are you hugging?
I'm not hugging. I mean, I'm a hug because I'm just a nice person.
Yes.
But we have to shake this image. You have to shake your hookah. I'm just a nice regular guy that works all day.
Then get to share your hookah.
Lago to work, Burger King, take care of his kids.
And are you wearing a sleeveless shirt?
No, I'm wearing a sweater.
I've been advertising you wearing a sleeveless shirt.
I'm wearing a sweater. You know, I always want everybody to come out, have fun. You know what I'm saying? We got food for everybody.
But don't be acting like you got to socialize with everybody.
I socialize with everybody. I'm a regular person. I'm cool. I don't have no millions. I'm broke. Like I said,
Cool. Doesn't matter.
I appreciate everybody. I appreciate the love and support. I want to thank y'all.
Open the inbox to you.
Not open the inbox yet. When I do, that's when I'm going to show my ass to everybody. But thank my team, y'all. Y'all was amazing this season, you know. I'm going to miss y'all throughout the summer. Hopefully, we will come back stronger, bigger, and better. On a better platform, all types of stuff, man. And, you know, I'll see everybody June 3rd. I will be there. I'll be socializing, and I'll be having a good time like the rest of the people, all right? Black, you can take us out.
You.
Y'all, and I'm going to get a truck.
Black hit back.
Y'all already know what it is. Listen, man, it's been a great year thus far. I know a lot of people usually say 2018 is my year, and then it's don't be their year and shit. 2018 is really my year, dude. I'm fucking this shit up. Like, seriously. I'm killing this shit. Like, I should be everybody's goal. I know how people got relationship goals and all that shit goals. Have a 2018 goal and just put my face on it like this. Just have my face on your phone like this. I should be your screensaver just like this. Because the truth is, you know, this shit is so crazy. Like, people taking pictures of my car, bro, wherever I drive, bro. I love this shit, yo. This shit is like amazing. I'm like a fake somebody with no money, bro. This shit is amazing. I'm getting all the celebrity perks without the money and all the invites. I don't get no invites nowhere, and I don't have none of the money, but people take pictures of me and my car. You know what I mean? That shit is dope. And it's going to be parked right in the front of the One Boutique Hotel, June 3rd. Make sure you're there Sunday, June 3rd. Get your tickets right now. The link is in the comments. I'm hotter than all your exes. I'm hotter than your current man. Ladies, I want you to understand this. Stop saying you want dudes that are 6 feet tall and taller. Those ain't the dudes that got it. The dudes that got it are 5'8". 5'8", bitches. Boris, you get us up out of here. June 3rd, we're going to see y'all all then. Y'all already know what it is. Black success. Y'all been tequila.
Too long, so I came back this time with a new song. Same old attitude, wanting y'all to sing along. What we talking about? Fill it up and put that thing on. No, we got that brown, holy water. Watch it, y'all be sipping merch. Drop it, black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgia, rock it. Every Sunday at 7, yeah, you can't stop it. Like, share, follow, don't forget to comment. Getting baptized by every topic. Hurry the best, but I ain't the one that gossip. Brown, holy water, watch it. Y'all be sipping merch, drop it. Black, bless it, la, pop it. Tanya, pour it, Georgie, rock it. Brown, holy water.